We have a slew of Democrats that are cooking Republicans, and I want to start right here.
When I ran for mayor, I said I was going to tax the rich. Well, today, we're taxing the rich. I'm thrilled to announce we've secured a pied-à-terre tax, the first in New York's history. This is an annual fee on luxury properties worth more than $5 million, whose owners do not live full-time in the city. Like for this penthouse, which hedge fund CEO Ken Griffin bought for $238 million. This pied-à-terre tax is specifically designed for the richest of the rich, those who store their wealth in New York City real estate, but who don't actually live here. But even so, they're able to reap the huge financial rewards of owning property in, dare I say, the greatest city in the world. And most of the time, these units are sitting empty, since again, they don't actually live here. This is a fundamentally unfair system that hurts working New Yorkers. Now, it's coming to an end. This tax will raise at least $500 million directly for the city. It'll help fund things like free childcare, cleaner streets, and safer neighborhoods. As mayor, I believe everyone has a role to play in contributing to our city. And some, a little bit more than others. Happy Tax Day, New York.
Wow, very well said and very well sold from Mayor Zohran Mamdani of New York, and he is just the tip of the iceberg regarding Republicans who are putting in the work to make a change lately. We have Rob Sand, who is running for the governor of Iowa. We have John Ossoff, who I've been absolutely loving lately, and all of these people are pushing an affirmative core message to push the Democratic Party in a better direction. Of course, AOC has been a trailblazer for years, but this new strain of anti-corruption messaging I find to be brilliant. Now, there's two separate parts. There's politics and there's policy. Now, Democrats have been pretty good at policy for a while. Joe Biden had very, very good policy, but Joe Biden himself said that he focused too much on the policy and not enough on the politics, which is selling. Selling, selling, selling. Something that Donald Trump does, honestly, all of the time. Here is Rob Sand, who is running for the governor of Iowa, who is a state auditor and who has helped take a lot of corruption out of the state of Iowa. So much so that Republicans actually changed the rules a few years back to defang him as auditor, but he is back and better than ever. By the way, drop a like, subscribe to the Adamocler feed. Let's continue with this.
Call me old-fashioned. I'd say stealing's bad. That's why I locked up corrupt public officials as a prosecutor. And as state auditor, I uncovered record amounts of misspent tax dollars. Insiders didn't like that, so they changed the law to make it harder for me to find your misspent tax money. That's bad too. As governor, I'll make jail time mandatory for public officials who misuse your tax dollars. Because stealing is still bad, and stealing from taxpayers should be unacceptable.
If you vote, if you live in Iowa, vote in Iowa, please check out Rob Sand. Go canvass for the guy. Go help him. I'm going to continue pushing Rob Sand and John Ossoff. Listen here. This went super viral.
Now, I don't know if you saw, but the president apparently promised pardons for the entire White House staff. Did y'all see that? Which I guess is the kind of thing you do when you run the White House like a casino. Now, maybe the West Wing's too busy placing Kalshi and Polly Market bets on the war to care, but Americans are getting hurt. Hurt by the illegal tariffs that send prices higher and higher, by skyrocketing health premiums, by $4 gas. Hurt by insurance companies that deny claims for needed care. Hurt by the hedge funds snatching up tens of thousands of homes across our state. Hurt by the data centers driving up power bills. And so when you're out there talking to folks over the next 6 months, remind them what the President of the United States said last week. Quote, "It's not possible," he said, "for us to take care of daycare, Medicaid, or Medicare." That's what the president said. He said we can only afford to fund war. And then 2 days later released his budget demanding we increase Pentagon spending to $1.5 trillion per year, paid for by ending the program that helps millions afford utility bills, by canceling affordable housing programs, and by cutting cancer research. All this just 1 year after they sent insurance premiums skyrocketing and gutted Medicaid to cut taxes for the rich.
You know, I was only going to play about 30 seconds of that, but damn, that was captivating. Again, Democrats are cooking Republicans. Micah Irfan tweeted out, new, Abigail Spanberger just signed a law ending the tax exemption status for the United Daughters of the Confederacy and other Confederate groups. Thank God these un-American Confederate groups are losing their tax-exempt status. You don't get to be un-American and then be funded by American taxpayer dollars while paying nothing into the system. Get out of here. You have the freedom of association. You have the freedom to build a group in America, but Abigail Spanberger is absolutely correct in doing this. Let's go back over to Mayor Zohran Mamdani, who's just doing some brilliant messaging lately. He said, we're spending at least $500 million a day to bomb.
Our country has spent now close to $30 billion on a war in multiple countries in the Middle East that has killed thousands of people, costing at least $500 million a day. The return on that is images of our country bombing girls' schools in Iran. The same amounts of money would be transformative for the lives of working class people across the city, across this country. The choice instead to invest that kind of money in war doesn't just speak of a complete abdication of our political, economic, and moral responsibilities. It also speaks to a choice that will itself exacerbate this cost of living crisis, and that we're seeing that already in this city.
Very, very well said. And to build in some affirmative messaging, Micah Irfan and I have been working on a Project 2029, or, you know, that name's kind of taken. So Project North Star, we're thinking, or maybe the mandate. Ways that we can rewire the government and remove corruption. I just showed you a ton of good examples of people who are leading the way on anti-corruption. But how about this? Feel free to add to this list, by the way. I want to hear your guys' ideas. Ban gerrymandering. That would just fix so many problems in and of itself. Banning gerrymandering and this distortion of the representation of people, right? Ban insider trading, especially from Congress members, especially from people who are in the presidential cabinet, including the president and vice president themselves. Overturn Citizens United. We do this by conditioning Supreme Court appointees on willingness to overturn Citizens United. So it has to happen via the Supreme Court. So we say, hey, we're only going to appoint you if you promise to do this, overturn Citizens United, in the same way that Republicans did that with abortion, right? We can also enact maximal regulation to Citizens United limits. That just kind of defangs it in the meantime. How about this? Federal support for alternative voting systems and primary systems, including proportional representation, ranked choice voting, jungle primaries, approval voting. I know some of you guys would be a huge fan of that. Expand upon the emoluments clause to make sure presidents cannot get gifts whatsoever. How about DC statehood, Puerto Rico statehood? Abolish the Electoral College. Regulate AI in political ads so you cannot generate anybody's likeness. Maybe you can generate like rain falling from the sky for an ad, but you can't generate people's faces, especially political opponents. Criminal penalties for election subversion, which Donald Trump has done time and time again. Term limits on the Supreme Court could fix a lot of our problems. How about like 18-year term limits? I think that would be a good idea. Explicitly criminalize attempts to overturn election results that bypass the legal processes. Anti-voter suppression laws. So many different things that we can continue to push to make life better for the American people. And look at, we've got a pretty damn good team. We've got people like Zohran Mamdani, people like AOC. We've got people like John Ossoff. We've got people like Rob San. We have people like Abigail Spanberger, who I'm a huge fan of. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. If you're a fan of this channel and you like the messaging that we do, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed below. We're going to continue pushing, and peace out.